What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead. Okay, remember to send any questions, any dating questions, even topics if you want. Send us some dating questions or whatever. You can send it to awkwarddreadhead@gmail.com. All right, awkwarddreadhead@gmail.com. Thanks, guys.
I'm a trans masculine man, and I already hate this. Who is attracted to who? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a trans masculine man who is attracted to men, especially what some say are straight men. What some say?
What does that mean?
I was set up on a blind date with someone. And while waiting for our food, he said, "Listen, I'm more attracted to feminine men, not masculine types." We continued on with the dinner and it was fun. We had good conversation and left on a good note. I walked with him towards his apartment that was only 6 blocks away, and he asked if I wanted to grab a drink in his apartment. I said yes. Long story short, we had sex. I didn't expect it at all, being he said he wasn't attracted to me. We've texted a little since, but he hasn't asked me back on another date, and I don't know. I feel he always trends our conversations towards friendship, and I don't know what to think now.
You guys got
Just
along?
wanted sex.
Yeah, I'm about to say you had a good date. You got along. He
Yeah.
wanted some.
And
He was upfront about you're
he
not
saw
my
us.
usual type, but like this is cool.
Isn't that but still but he but he I'm not, you're not my type, but I'll fuck you.
Isn't that what all men do?
Right.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So, are you trans masculine because you're acting like a female? Next.
Oh my God.
I'm just playing. Go ahead, Chelsea.
No, I said my piece.
We
You're
yeah.
just shocking.
We all agree on that one, like.
Right. I mean.
I want to say a lot to that. Oh, this has the word abortion. I'm gonna move past that.
We gotta stop.
Do you believe in this phrase? Women don't want to sign prenups because they're invested so much in a relationship to leave without nothing. I don't know if that's a phrase. I just think it's a statement that you wrote in. Yeah, so what do you think about that? Women don't want to sign a prenup because they're invested so much in a relationship to leave without nothing. What'd you say, LB?
Yeah, that's right.
He's like,
Speak
yeah.
to the Got shy.
No words.
Chelsea?
I don't. I think it's silly because, oh, there we go. I think,
Sorry.
like, if you sign a prenup and you're the person
Chelsea signed a lot of papers.
who is not the financially responsible person, and you guys get a divorce, if the person, if you are not, like, if you're not working and that person's taking care of you financially, the government, even if you get a divorce, isn't just going to be like, okay, bye, enjoy your life. Like, there's going to be a period of time where that you will get taken care of. So if that's really all you're looking for, maybe just don't get married. I think a lot of people don't really understand how prenups work
Yeah.
either. Like, it's like an agreed upon contract. It's not saying you'll get nothing. Whatever wealth, once you're married, whatever wealth you have
Not all the
together
time. Not all the time.
becomes your, but for the most part, it protects the assets before the marriage.
Yeah.
So whatever was yours before we are legally married is yours. I can't touch that. But when we're married and you start like for me and you, for instance, I stay home with kids. I'm not working. You take care of all the finances. 10 years down the line, it's not working, but I'm not working. So if we get a divorce, you're gonna be paying because I have this lifestyle you've provided, and now you're leaving it. You know what I mean? It's not, whatever you had before, I'm not gonna touch.
I can
But
understand
whatever
that.
you have after the marriage is both of yours still. Like, I just don't think people understand how prenups work. They're not silly. That's a silly comment to me.
People think prenups are like for the entirety.
Why
Yeah.
is there?
Before and after.
But,
Also,
but.
like, if I don't think people, like, for me, like, Charles and I have talked about a prenup, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, your family has money. I don't care about your money. I'm marrying you because I literally just love you and
Until
wanna be with
divorce
you.
happens.
We're not also getting divorced. We are going to be
We'll
married
see.
forever. Anyway, but I just think it's silly. Like, I don't think about, like, what if he leaves me in 10 years and I have nothing? Like, you should also be trusting the person you're willing to marry.
I feel like if you're signing... I mean, like, I wouldn't have a problem signing prenup because it's like, I'm marrying you to marry you, not to fucking take your money.
Also, so
if
you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but why? If
you sign a fucking prenup, then, like, okay, well, then, like, there's a reason you're not signing it because you expect something from it. And, like, you shouldn't expect something from the marriage, like, other than...
I mean, I expect to be taken care of, and like, but I'm going to do the same, yeah.
Them, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get married to get married, not to get divorced.
If you get divorced...
This is so funny, women talking about it, but go ahead.
If you get divorced and your ex-wife didn't have an education or didn't have... a good job, it shouldn't just be like a payout of money. It should be, all right, well, what do you want to do? We'll fund the education, we'll fund the degree. But this like expectation of money, I think, yeah, is what, you know, starts people arguing.
I think the problem too is like I personally think that two people getting married, there should be a, let's say a trust fund, okay?
You want a dowry?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
What's a dowry? A dowry is like, what is that, in the 1800s? What's a dowry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you paid it with your daughter to the man.
No, that's not, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if a man and a woman, if me and Chelsea are married, I'm working, she's taking care of the kids, she's at home, maybe she's working part-time or whatever like that. I put into, like, a fund or something like that until, like, for whatever, 20, 30 years. And then, like, if we get divorced, that fund can fund her, like, her education, her... maybe get her an apartment for a year, whatever the case may be. It could be something like that. It should not be where a man is paying a woman for the rest of her life. I feel
until
like
she gets married to somebody
yeah
else.
I do agree there as needs to be limits thing, on like alimony and
be,
stuff.
It needs to be like for the
transition
year,
transition yeah period. You're talking about transition period.
Well, even I could see a few years in some cases, like just depending on the family.
You're just incompetent, but at that point, if you're going past
the year. Well, if you've been out of work for 15 years and you have four kids and like the whole workforce has changed, you don't have skills, you're not gonna... a lot of people within a year aren't gonna be able to fully manage that lifestyle switch while you're also taking care of other people.
Also, like, going
like a single person is a lot different.
Takes longer than a year.
Yeah, but what about those people that are in the limelight that get divorced and they want to have the same lifestyle that they had when they were married to this person making all that money? It's mm-hmm. like, you're not going to have that.
Yeah.
You're exactly. not going to have that. Yeah, we'll fund you getting, you know, a degree to get this education. But we're not going to fund you having the same lifestyle that you had. You guys didn't put the effort in,
mm-hmm.
and it's two-sided. It's not just one person's fault. And both of you have to deal
this
with the consequences.
This is why no-fault divorce is bad. This is 100% why
no-fault
divorce is bad.
Where's the socks?
I'm with you on that one now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to actually read this one. Because it's actually bringing up an old story that we read. You guys had a story where the man said he wouldn't marry the girl he was on a date with because she's pro-abortion. I went on a first date where I asked him his
pro-choice. I just want to fucking educate our listeners. Pro-abortion is not a fucking term. Pro-choice is the term. You are pro letting somebody decide what to do with their body. All right? You're not pro, let's have everybody get fucking abortions. You're pro-choice for the choice to what you can do with your body.
And this is the language that the government uses when they get you to try to vote on these issues.
I'm going to skip the word pro-abortion because obviously it's a trigger. So I went on a first date where I asked him his political views and he thought I meant abortion. And he said the same thing. I wouldn't marry someone who would kill a child. Immediately said, well, then you must not want to date me, which he replied, that's fine if that's what you want to. You can enjoy the dinner, pay our own way, and go our separate ways. I said, no, you asked me out, so you should pay. He said, okay. When our food came, he excused himself. Long story short, he left, and I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't even notice under his cup he put cash for his meal. Tell me I'm not wrong. Regardless of our views, he should have stayed.
No, he doesn't owe you anything.
I think he should have stayed, actually, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked that you think
he should have stayed and paid?
No,
not paid. I think he should have stayed.
I think he's fine for leaving about how she reacted about him paying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she was the one who brought up, oh, you don't want to date me. I agree with this. And if that's a very adult thing to bring up, and if that's a big thing, like...
I don't agree. You guys have said this on numerous occasions of where bringing up certain things on like the first date, and I'm just like, yo, this is not, abortion is a bad thing to bring up.
But if you are someone who's dating seriously, and that's a long-term thing, and that's a no for you, and the person said, here's the thing, the guy didn't bring it up. He's trying to get to know this person. And she sits down and is like, what are your political views? And they say that's something that neither one of you agree on. So like, why waste your time? What are you going to do? Spend years fighting with him about the stuff like that? You know what I mean?
If you so, on a first date,
I mean, it's like harsh for him to walk away.
If we're on a first date and you bring up abortion, I'm going to be like, see ya.
See ya. Yeah. Or I'll be like,
yeah, but she didn't bring up abortion. She said he assumed she meant abortion.
I mean,
I will say that the way you reacted, no, you're
he shouldn't have paid.
He left, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think he would have.
Did you go on that date without any money to pay for food?
Oh, that's a great question.
So, like, here's the thing: if you really wanted him to pay, you finish that date, you agree, you finish that date, and you charm him so that he ends up paying anyway. So, like, that's all I'm saying.
Basically, Jessica's saying that she's a charmer.
No, I'm just saying that, like, you be prepared to pay for yourself on a date. Any date that you go on, bring money, prepared to pay for yourself. Because if you don't, then you're left like you were left.
With both halves.
You know?
Not even your half, just both.
Right? Just so, like...
Just let me ask you a question. When did you come to the realization that you should bring her in? Please, just Jessica, I want to answer. I feel like you're going to jump in. When did you come to the realization that you should bring your own money to pay? Where in your life? Because personally, me, I've never really heard women talk like that.
My mother told me to always bring money to pay for myself on a date. Because if I don't like the guy, I can pay and leave.
Yep.
That is brilliant.
And my father's told me that too.
My parents said the same thing.
Every mother should say that to their daughter.
That is so brilliant.
My parents said the same thing. Also, make sure you can tip.
Even if the guy is upset at that, like, I don't even know how a guy can be upset at that.
And then make sure you have extra money hidden in a separate pocket so you can get a taxi ride home.
Yep.
I know I would always...
I just think that's amazing, like...
I would always wait a little bit when the bill came just to see.
What you gonna do?
Just to see what a woman was gonna do, and then I put my wallet.
I personally think I stopped paying for dates, like early on. Like I said to myself, if I want to date someone, like if I'm gonna pay for someone, I'm gonna date. I'm gonna like we're gonna be like dating. Like I'm not just meeting up with you. You know what I mean? Like, we can meet up at the bar. We can meet up somewhere like that. That's fine. But, like, if we're going on a date, this is someone I actually see the investment in. You know what I mean? I'm not paying for just random people. That's ridiculous. All right. The next one is... Oh, I didn't even have one up. I didn't even have one. Let's see. There's a lot of Luke stuff here. Okay, I found out the woman I've been dating for a year and a half is married, and her husband showed up at her job trying to speak with her. while I was there. It's been a week and I haven't spoken to her. I've invested over a year of my life and don't know if I should stay or work it out. Dude, you should.
Dude, leave.
She's married.
She's a bitch.
She's lied to you for a year.
Also, you said stay or work this. Oh, work through this. That, bro, you should. I don't know what you're talking about. No. You should fucking leave.
Unless there's like papers filed somewhere that he's just not signing.
Maybe he's saying he should work it out because maybe like they're getting a divorce or something.
Like unless there's previous paperwork filed, she's lied to you.
Mm-hmm. No, here's what you do.
give it to him. Give it to him.
He's never gonna trust her.
You go on. You try to find other women. If she tries to reconnect and she has a problem with that, you'd be like, your husband fucking showed up to the job.
So play games with her. Yeah.
I mean, she kind
of... She's a cheater.
Yeah, either way, she lied. Herself. Yeah. Whether they're separated or not... Sorry. You tickled me. Whether they're separated or not, she lied about being married.
Sorry, that's I'm sorry. Wild.
Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's why I can't even take that seriously. Like, bro, at the end of the day, like, leave. Like, or smack. One thing I don't think it's funny to actually do. Like, I'm making a joke out of it because I just realized it. But it's not funny to mess with someone's wife. It's not funny to mess with someone's wife. I'm
or
telling
husband.
You.
Yeah.
I think wife is... It's... Husband
well, it's
because
you would have a wife. That's why you think of it that way.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're a dude... Because dudes get... Because a woman won't get as violent as a dude will. A dude will get violent.
Right.
Wait, when I said...
Right.
Yeah, wait. What, okay.
This guy didn't know she was married, though.
Let's take a poll.
She is a cheater.
What would you do... If what would you do if a girl tried to take me away from you? What would you do? I personally know Chelsea wouldn't physically do anything.
I don't think I would have to physically do anything because you wouldn't disrespect me like that.
But what if I did? Wait, hold on.
Also, I'm also not going to be mad at, like, if she knows we're together and is willingly trying to get you, that's one thing. If you are having a secret relationship, I would be mad at you, not her. You are the one who cheated.
So physically, you're not going to do anything.
If she decides to come in my presence and touches me, then I would have to punch her in her fucking throat.
Michaela, what would you physically do if someone tried to steal your husband?
Deshaun ain't going nowhere.
Man, y'all are
It's a simple question.
I don't know because I don't have to think about it.
I know. If a dude tried to take Chelsea and came to my face and said, I'm going to take her, physical problems are going to happen in that moment.
If
personally
I see
know,
a woman
as
touching
for women,
my husband, I'm going to beat her ass. It's that simple.
If a woman's touching you?
Touching him.
You're going to do what? You're going to get physical,
I'm
yes?
getting physical. What
okay,
you
you're getting physical.
Even if...
Jessica and Chelsea, I know because Michaela's black, she was going to answer
no,
that
the
question.
Thing, but I'll add another thing. If she knew that he was my husband.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If she doesn't know, that's not on her fault.
It's not.
Why am I mad at someone that doesn't is not at fault?
Am I speaking Spanish?
No. Jamal's going to be the one in...
So, but here's the thing. So if a man is talking to me, you don't trust me enough to say no? Why does it have to be physical?
It's not the question.
I don't know why they are changing all these
things. You're saying it like the people know. This instance, she didn't... He didn't know. He's not actively seeking a married person.
You guys made a face. You guys made a face.
You said, Charles, that women don't get physical.
Yes.
What we're saying, well, Michaela's getting physical. Chelsea is not being mad at the woman. I'm not going to be mad at the woman because, like, all right, you know, I've been on the other end accidentally, not knowing that somebody was married and then, you know, going out with them and then finding out and then being like, oh my god, I feel like a horrible person. But like, I'm mad at the man because he's fucking married. And
what if she already knows?
Oh, if she knows, then she's going down too, but you're also losing your dick, so you know.
So you are. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting fucking physical.
My rage is going to go towards you.
Man. They try to add this stuff around it.
A simple question.
What are you going to do?
Getting physical with? I'm not getting physical with the other. Well, yeah. If she knows.
If a man comes up to me.
If she doesn't know, I'm not getting physical with her. I'm getting physical with him. And first off.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going down.
I do.
Now, like, if we were in public.
Okay, like, go ahead.
No, I would definitely body check somebody off of you if we were in a bar or something. That's what I'm saying. I would move somebody away. I would have no problem being like, please.
Okay.
Actually, matter of fact, I've done that shit in public. When that girl, I'm not going to say her name just in case. When that girl was drunk laughing on you and shit in the bar, she was so drunk she didn't even hear me. I literally moved her off of you and said, please go sit the fuck down somewhere else. You are too close. I've already done that, so don't act like I won't.
Give me just a hug or a
I think she was drunk and made too many little passes and didn't even realize. She didn't hear me in her face saying, you need to stop touching him. It's mind blowing.
It is mind blowing.
She said, no, I have witnesses.
Listen, the point of the conversation is men are people of action and women. Women,
I want my facts straight before I can kill somebody.
What else is going on? No, doesn't matter what else is going on. What are you gonna do at this moment?
That was
the question.
That was the question, and we spent 10 minutes on a whole roundabout stuff.
Oh okay. Lord,
I'm gonna take you outside.
Okay, so
I'm about to walk you like a dog. That's what black girl be saying now. I'm about to walk your ass like a dog.
Are you sleeping?
All right.
You should leave her.
All right. You should.
Sorry, well, you wasted a year.
Have sex first.
One last run.
All right. We got two more questions, guys. Some believe marriage is a financial transaction, and the only people who benefit from marriages are the courts and divorce attorneys. Should the courts be banned from getting involved in marriages? We've already touched it today. All right, we'll ask that one. Okay, 40% of single women with kids are living in poverty. Single women are 80% more likely than men to be impoverished at the age of 65 and older. What are some of the causes to why single women are poor? Side note, that sounds like something we would have to actually look up. But if you want to discuss it, we can discuss it. I don't see how we can answer it, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have a lot of facts. Yeah.
A lot of companies don't have daycares, so there's no place to leave your kid. If you have a job interview, there's not a lot of places that'll just watch your kid so that you can go to a job interview. So just getting a job sometimes.
That's a program that needs to start is for single women. A place you can drop your kids off free of charge, go to a job interview, and come back and pick your kid.
Or even just really cheap. How expensive childcare is now is absolutely insane. Like having specific regulated places that are like, if you want to send your kid to like a Primrose Academy, go for it. But there should be like basic childcare that people just receive here or are able to apply for whatever it is. Like,
yeah, because until your kid goes to kindergarten.
Yeah, you're forced to take these odd-end jobs because you have to be home with the kids. So now you're working third shift or just whatever's flexible.
Yeah, they want these people to have all these babies, but then they don't want to fund the care for them, the daycares and shit.
Or give maternity leave.
So people can be there and be paid, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good program. Job hunting, leave a week of pay or something like that, so that you could go find actual jobs.
Oh, people would take advantage of
that. Oh,
yeah,
they would.
Yeah, they'd take advantage of that shit.
It's like unemployment.
All right, we got one more.
Yeah, but unemployment runs out.
I guess you have to be employed, though, first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be employed, and then they give you a percentage of what you would have been making.
But, well, I guess it wouldn't apply to poverty.
I'm not going to lie. Unemployment is useless if you're not making a lot of money. That's my personal opinion. I mean,
it's crazy how people, live on that.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes like.
But then like you can't because you it runs out, like, right? So what do you do after the year or not even a year?
I mean, people rig the system. I know people who've been on unemployment for 3-4 years. But they like it's like $100 a week.
They take advantage of it. They take advantage.
Yeah,
of
you just reapply.
Yeah.
All right. This isn't even a question. This is a dumb question. Why is it okay for women to financially objectify men, but not okay for men to sexually objectify women?
Blah blah blah. Thank you for your question.
Did you say sexually or financially?
Both.
Why is it okay for women to financially objectify men? But it's not okay for men to sexually objectify.
We've this in like so many ways over.
Yeah,
we can move
past it. The only
unless
other question.
Unless you'd like to answer it, ladies.
Thanks for listening.
The only other question is, this isn't a dating question, but I'm a sex worker. I'd like to know why Charles hates OnlyFans models and sex workers alike. Is it because you couldn't date them in your real life?
Are you a real sex worker?
Yeah,
you're just an OnlyFans person?
Yeah, OnlyFans and sex work, I don't think are they the same?
Well,
I don't think they're the same.
If you're getting paid for sex, you're a sex worker, even if people are watching you.
But OnlyFans, you can, like, not do sex things.
Yeah.
So is a porn star a sex worker? Or is a sex
if
worker
if you're having
only?
Sex, you're a sex worker.
If
you're
if
just
you
taking
are,
pictures and showing it to people.
Are being paid for sex, I feel like that your work is sex, whether that's for people to watch you or for people to do it with you.
Yeah, because people call, like, strippers, OnlyFans, sex workers.
Yeah, but they're...
Well, I don't know. Are
strippers aren't
I
sex
guess if
workers.
You, if anything, if something, if sex, if sex, if sex, sexuality is involved in your job, maybe that's...
It is a sexual act.
Yeah, if it's, if sex is involved somehow in your job, maybe you're a sex worker. I don't think taking... I don't know, man.
Why do you hate him, babe? Is it because you couldn't date him in real life?
You are the stain on America.
Oh my God.
Just that person?
That's
the
stain
on America or the stain on your pants?
The stain on America and my pants. You are heathens.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Not
and he's ordained. I am by the state.
Yeah. You are.
So if you change your opinion, he can marry you.
He can
marry.
Yeah. But if you're a sex worker, I won't. I'll just chastise you during the ceremony.
He does that to everyone anyway.
Or I'll just be like really racist in the ceremony. All right, guys, we got through it. I didn't think we would. We finished all of them except the ones that were sent for Luke. So when Luke comes back, he'll answer a lot of questions people have about his dating life, I guess.
Great.
The whole
can't
first
wait.
Segment is just Luke answering questions.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Later.
Oh, make sure you send us questions for the holiday. That's actually a really good idea.
Holiday-themed questions.
That's a really good
hell
idea.
Yeah.
What's your awkward family dinner?
Awkward
stories?
Holiday dramas.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be perfect.
Stuff that happened over Halloween too.
Yeah, if it's like if your uncle touched you or anything like
that. Oh wow.
You can still send that too.
What?
Thanks.